cultural one.
Ladies and gentlemen, please stand behind the yellow line on the platform at all times for your safety.
Please stand clear of the closing doors.
Coming up to 5 to 4 on the afternoon of Saturday the 2nd of February. I'm on a Victoria Line train somewhere beneath Victoria, heading up to Euston to go and meet Mark to go for a few drinks at a pub that we looked up on Time Out. We were looking for pubs that did good selections of real ale, came up a short list of about 10. And we're ending up going to one just adjacent to Euston Station. I'm unfortunately running a little bit late, but I'm rather counting on Mark running late too. We'll find out very shortly. We've definitely gone the wrong way, never mind. Steady, Vance. Find left, Vance. Shall go the other way. Find left. Right, we're now on the opposite platform, which I think is probably a Northern Line platform. And we're going to find the way out. I always go the wrong way at Euston, it's a tradition. Anyway, it's now about 4 o'clock-ish. So I'm half an hour late for meeting Mark. Steady, Vance, please. Oh, and I'm back on the... back on the original platform. This isn't going so well. Steady, Vance. Find right. Okay, I've gone completely the wrong way because that is the end of the platform. Maybe I should have gone up the bit that I first tried going up. Oh dear. Completely confused. So for those of you who listen to Van Steady! For those of you who listen to this and think that I sort of find my way around the underground by magic, well, the magic has failed today. And it looks like I'll be being chased up the escalator by everyone coming off the next train. I just followed this down the line. Straight on. People will think I'm doing laps at the platform. Go on then. Go on then. Good lad. Okay. We're back in the sort of hallway area that we were in a little bit earlier. Find the escalator, Vance. Steady. Steady, Vance. Wear me out, Vance. Find the escalator. Find the escalator, Vance. And stand. Stand and wait. Wait there. Let's see. 3, 4, come. Stand there and wait. Goodness me. What a rush today, aren't you, Vance? Galloped down the Victoria Line platform, back up the Northern Line platform, back down the Victoria Line platform again. We're going the right way now, I'm pretty sure. I think we go right at the top, and then left and up another escalator. And then we just need to find the right way out. And I get the feeling that I'm holding up a whole train's worth of people standing behind me.
Never mind. Nobody said anything, so that's good. Here we go, coming to the top. Come. Good lad. Well done. Well done. Good boy. Come on then, let's find the way. Find right. Steady, handy. Find the way, fans. Steady, please. Find the escalator. Steady. Find the escalator. Come on, Vance. Stand. Good boy. You just wait. 2, 3, 4. Wait, I said. 5. Come. Stand. I think he gets a little bit nervous, so he goes to jump. He does it with the... Ever since he's had his injury, he's done it with the trains as well, where he gets a bit fidgety on the platform and we're waiting for the people to get off the train. And he sort of moves about and makes to jump on. Right, Handy. Come. Good lad. Well done. Let's just get to the side. I'll find you a treat. There you go. Well done. Right, I think we go this way. Find out. Find the gate front. Steady, 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 steady.
The Northern Line. Will you go down? Press it.
Excuse me. Excuse me, which way for the main concourse?
Straight ahead.
Brilliant. Thank you very much indeed. Find the way, Vance. Steady, Vance. Find the escalator. Find the escalator. Stand. Check it's going the right way. It is. Wait. Wait. Good boy for waiting. And come. Good lad. Wait. Oh, wow, this is the slowest escalator on earth. Wait there, Vance. Now, the question is Mark there when we get to the top? Has he been waiting 40 minutes for us? Just wait, Vance, just wait. I said to wait by the exit doors off the main concourse, which will be to my right as we come up here. Come. Good lad, Vance. Okay, find Mark. Find right. Right, Vance. Oh, the doors were up here somewhere. Oh, there they are. Okay, find the way, Vance. Straight on a bit, Vance. Okay, let's stand and wait in here. Hopefully these are the right ones. Actually, let's get back to the concourse. Find right, Vance. Okay, let's just stand here. It really is a dismal place, a station. I don't think there is anything at all to recommend Euston Station. It's dreary, it's dark, it lacks any kind of architectural pleasantries. I believe I have a voicemail from Mark, so let's listen to that. Bear with me one moment. Well, there was me worrying that I was late, and it turns out that Mark is even later. So late was he, in fact, that he jumped in a taxi. Rich person. Well, he won't be very rich by the time he's spent all his money on London taxis. But he is apparently between St Pancras and Euston as we speak. I'm going to put Vance on the gentle leader because he will be a nightmare when he spots Mark. I've suggested that he gets his taxi driver to drop him on Melton Street, and that should work for us, I think. Wait there, you. Okay. Right, one gentle leader, or one hound. He might behave himself now. Chance be a fine thing. Funny, my mum always complains when I say that Vance doesn't behave himself. But he's definitely been testing my patience a little bit today. Right, come on then, Houndy, let's go for it. Right. Good boy, I'm going to just go along here, good boy. Find the way. Straight on. Straight on. So we're walking along the southern side of the concourse at Euston. Vance is going at a much more sedate pace now, he's on gentle leader. seems to be much more packed in with shops and things than I remember it being along here. Find the way, Vance. We're going straight on. Straight on. Can we go straight on? I hope we can. Apparently not. Find right then, Vance. Go on, Vance, sorry. Seem to have changed the layout somewhat along here, but we're still walking in the right direction. Vance, can we get in, please? Get in. Good lad, well done. Good boy. Okay, that's better. Right where I want to be, which is under the sort of arcade thing which runs out to Dalton Street. Good lad, big doggy. Melton Street is also where the London headquarters of Guide Dogs is situated. Oh, there you go. Useless fact. Find the way, Vance. Find left. Find left. I presume he's going to be dropped on the other side, but straight on, Vance. Find the curb. Forward. Reach up just to sort of hover or cross over the road. Okay, and one more. Forward, Vance, this will go over one more. And stand here. Hold on here. Lots of beeping going on. Lots of taxis by the sound of it. Any one of them could have Mark. The question is, which end of Melton Street will it be? The sensible place would be somewhere up here, but it's only sensible because that's where I am. They don't know that. Oh, it's windy, cold. Not very pleasant at all. I really should have kept it as meeting him at on the concourse, because at least it was warm there. Hopefully Mark will have the sense to call me and say I'm at one end of Melton Street or the other. But you never know. That's tempting to write. Oh, goodness, this wind is incredible. And it's back to being icy wind again as well. Gone is our nice week of warm-ish weather. My hands on the dog, who has the most gorgeous, velvety, warm ears. I'll try to put my hand in your ear, Vance. Poor doggy. Yeah, I know, I don't know, he's rubbing his nose on me. So get off. Disgusting thing, Robert. Right?
Taxi's gone off.
It didn't go into Euston, did it, the taxi?
No, I don't think so. We went, oh well. Not much I can do
about this. Report it as missing, perhaps? Sorry?
Who did you report?
The police, I would presume. And you need to get your card stopped. Okay, so should we go to the station? So it's a bit warmer. Go on, Vance. Forward. Well, you've given him a good tip then.
Very annoying.
Nice to see you though. Wait there, Vance. Maybe if you went... Where did he drop you? Just up here? I mean, what about if we were to... Do you think... Yeah. He would presumably notice if it was there within a short distance. So is there any chance you think he would...
Yeah, he's on his back
back seat, so it might drive on in and then...
And not notice it until somebody else gets in?
Yeah.
I see. Yep. Okay, well, let's just get in the shelter a bit and then we can... Have you got your phone or...?
I've got my phone.
Okay. I know the number for HSBC off by heart, if that helps you.
I got my card, so...
Oh, you've got your cards?
Fine. No, I got my card up.
What card?
My debit card.
Oh, right, so what do you need to stop?
No, I don't... I just realised I got my card.
You don't need to stop anything. So what was in it?
Freedom pass.
Okay.
Work,
Your work pass?
Work
well, you need to ring your... do you know your emergency number at work? you need to call them.
Yes. Okay.
Well, and you need a...
It won't work anyway because my work pass doesn't work.
That's not the point.
That is completely the point. I'm going in anyway tomorrow. I'll sort that out.
All right. Well, personally, if it were me, I would look to tell them straight away because it's a potential disciplinary offence to lose your work pass and not get it deactivated, even if it is deactivating itself.
How am I going to get it deactivated?
They can do it remotely.
Yeah, but I don't know what the contacts in the house. If you've got a way of getting on the internet.
Sorry, to get on the internet for what?
Well, I've got to get a number for getting that.
Oh, I see, number, right. Okay. Possibly the most annoying announcement anywhere. Stupid thing is, I don't think there's an escalator anywhere near here anyway. Anyway, Mark has just gone off to the taxi rank here at Euston to go and ask the marshals where something would be handed in, if it were to be handed in, and I think he's going to scour the line of taxis to see if he can spot the driver that he had. Turns out that he didn't lose any money, didn't lose any cards, it's only his work passes, say only his work passes, but... So I think he's going to see whether by any chance it's been handed in, but otherwise I'm not sure what he's going to do. So this is making for a different afternoon anyway. Misery, so you'd have to listen to this announcement endlessly as I'm doing. I've just realised the error of my ways, letting Mark wander off in an undercroft of a station where there's presumably no mobile signal. I'll probably never see him again. Fancy's looking around. I've moved around the corner because that announcement was started to drive me mildly mad. It's bizarrely empty here today, though, I must say. For the taxi rank, or the entranceway to the taxi rank at one of London's key stations, it's bizarre. That is the most annoying announcement on earth. I had to move out of range of it. I think it must be an infrared thing or something that senses people walking past. So I moved out the way. Oh, thanks. Are we off? Now, I believe these lifts have already been on an audio boom recorded by one Fee Dunn. where they accidentally pressed the alarm.
Right. Did anything happen or not?
The Houston exploded, but nobody knew the difference.
Yeah, fair enough.
Fine, right, Vance. Go on, find the way. Stand. This is quite possibly the most dismal place on earth, this. Yep. I know there's a Virgin reception down on the left-hand side here somewhere. So you could try that. But what I mean is the reception might know where Lost Property is.
Information.
Okay. On the way, Vance. Which way are we... Oh, sorry. Which way are we heading?
Well, it's one of the booths. In the middle.
In the middle, okay.
You know what I mean? Like they're having...
One of these sort of round desk things?
Yeah.
Okay. I think they must be using energy-saving bulbs here.
I think it's big.
Just big?
Well, they've got this large area and they've got a dome like this.
Yeah.
So it's quite high, it's got quite high ceiling.
Sorry. Nobody seems to get out of the way here. They all just stand. I'll wait here. Sit, Vance. Isn't that fairly obvious? Oh, my ticket says London Midland only. Can I go on this Virgin train? It sounds like he's being directed to Lost Property. Okay, where next?
We said just off on the back cab drivers to their Lost Property number, we won't come here.
Oh, right. Oh, useful? Oh, good. Good old network rail, thank you for that.
So, yeah.
Back down again then.
Back down.
Find the way, Vance, come on. Sorry, on you go, Vance, find the way.
54?
Find the way, Handy. Find the way. Find the way back, friends. Good boy. Well done. Let's mark here. Okie dokie, go on then, Vance. Find the way. There's the lift. It's brilliant, Mark. It's exactly what I had in mind for the afternoon.
Yeah.
Actually, the one especially good bit about it was the fact that I was running 40 minutes late and you still arrived after me, which was brilliant.
I didn't know you were running 40 minutes. So I was almost dead on time. I was aiming for. I was slightly later than four, but not far.
I ended up getting the train to Vauxhall and then getting the Victoria line up.
Is the Central line running?
Meant to be. Did it not seem to be?
No, it might well be. I didn't get that far.
Did you get a taxi all the way then?
Underground.
No, taxi all the way.
Really? How much did that cost?
25 quid.
Oh, lovely.
He was very appreciative.
I bet he was.
Yeah, you're my first job of the day. And you're an excellent first job.
And he's particularly pleased now that he could get into a work building.
Oh, for God's sake, I'm not my I don't think
Did we just come down a different lift?
Underground station.
I can hear that noisy thing. It must be back that way.
It's a taxi. Yeah, this is my lift. We just want to come down to the top.
Oh, I see. Yeah, because I can hear that awful announcement thing. It must be up one level.
Yeah. I don't know why you came down to the top. This is not exactly confusing. Last time I lost stuff, they came back to the taxi house and handed it in.
Did they? Oh, right, okay.
So that was my phone.
So tried breaking his phone. If it doesn't break, then he'll try and lose it.
I'm useless in the video.
Also can't operate lifts.
Thank you. I'm not helping you.
I'm trying my best. I suggested you rang the police, and you didn't take my advice.
I tried to, and then said you were. I'm very thankful.
All right, turn around, Vance. Okay, T for taxi or something?
One
for taxi. Okay.
Obviously.
Yes. Didn't you know that?
Opening. Lift going down, doors closing, underground, doors opening, lift going up, doors closing.
That doesn't help, does it?
Has no idea where it's going.
If the lift doesn't even know where it's going. Go on, Vance. Oh wait, here we go.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it so much last time, but... You're just going to pick a taxi at random. Yeah. All right. Some kind of buggy coming this way now by the sound of it. And it's gone the other way. The office at Baker Street.
The office at Baker Street Station.
Right.
But he doesn't have any numbers, right?
Right. Do you want to go to Baker Street then?
Not particularly. That's really not far from here, right?
It's two stops on the H&C. I think it's running at this end. So we could go there, or we could go to the pub. Or we could go to the pub and try and call the, find out through director inquiries wherever the taxi loft property office is.
Well, apparently, basically. Yeah,
yeah, no. Yeah, no, but what I mean is find the number for it.
Yeah. Well, I think we can, because I'm not even sure we were done anything with it yet.
So yeah.
I think if we go to the pub, because why not?
To drown your sorrows, Rin.
Much, yeah.
I tell you what, I'll even buy the first round. How about that?
I have money. That's the only thing I have.
Oh, well, you can buy the first round then. I forgot.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That might be the only thing.
Turn around,
Vance. I have got my key, so I hang it back into my house.
That's always useful.
So, right, I guess we're going to...
Up would be good for us.
Yeah, hold on, that's good. This will be knows where they're going.
We've already been down, so don't want to go down there again.
And the bowels.
Go on then, Vance. Thank you. Find left, Vance. Sorry?
Yeah, I can manage one.
That's good. But. Yes. Well, I don't think I would let you stay here all night. I think you'd be on my sofa at least. I think you'd be on my sofa at least.
You're going to get me back to yours.
Yes, but that doesn't help you because you can't get in the door. No, no, I know you can, but you wouldn't if you'd been able, if you'd lost it. So you think you've got your freedom pass as well, then, do you?
No,
you haven't got your freedom pass, okay.
That's why I'm stuck.
I see, okay.
I wouldn't have any money to pay.
I see. I see. Well, you just have to walk. First mistake. Steady, man. Steady. Oi, steady. I think, thankfully, most of this lot is meant to be bulldozed for HS2. Which I think will be a saving grace for the capital, really. Well, do you like this area? Find a way. Find a way. Yeah? Yeah? Okay. I'm trying to think of somewhere really bad, but I couldn't think of it. I was going to say, yes, those are worse areas, like Elephant and Castle, for instance. Yeah. Vance, leave it. Just leave it. I thought it was lovely when we went to the restaurant. You lost your cards?
My cards in the restaurant. My rules
are gone. Oh, I see.
Exactly in my wallet.
Four times. Sand fans. Don't forget to mention the loyalty card then when reporting the wallet.
Yeah, not helping.
Not helping, sorry, I'm sorry.
No, fair enough. I have to help you with alcohol and all the things that futilely for my wallet.
Right, well, here's our bin of wallets. Yes.
Uh,
sorry, I it's unlikely to not be more sympathetic, but the problem is I'm too conditioned to you losing things.
I know, but it doesn't stop me.
Come on,
fans. It's not like I'm like, oh well, fine. I did nothing, so really it was that we're fine.
I know, I'm sorry.
I'm
sorry. I feel sorry for you, Mark. I'm sorry. I feel sorry for you, really. Wait, friends.
By now I'd be telling you, I'm not have a wallet gone. Hey-ho.
Forward, friends. Steady. Is that you dropping something? Just checking. Right, apparently this pub is meant to be in some kind of... It's in the West Lodge, and it has an address on Euston Road. Euston Road is the big road down here. Well, it's a railway pub, so it's near Euston. And it's, as I say, Western Lodge is meant to be something to do with the station. So I'm imagining it's off the square here somewhere. Well, this sounds like a really good taxi driver. He steals your wallet and he can't tell you where the pub is. Vance, will you stop doing that? Get on now. Come on. Okay. All right. Stand there. Right, I tell you what, before we walk too far, I'll look up where the pub is. Yeah, maybe it's not there. I'm talking to myself, as usual.
You're going so well.
I'm going to look up where the pub is.
You're going so well.
What was?
Life generally.
Was it?
No, but it is going better.
Right, well, I'm now standing on the corner of Milton Street and Euston Road. With freezing fingers. We're trying to work out where this pub is. Mark, well, I found out it was 190 on this road, on Euston Road, and Mark went to see if he could find a number. I've since found and got instructions to find a pub from Google Maps, but because Mark's phone isn't working, I now can't call him to say that I know where it is. So that's all brilliant. And my hands are freezing. I should put some gloves on already. And that's all I'm going to say. I'll warm my hands like a dog instead of in the rear, Vance. Vance, where's Mark? You know where he is? He just seems to have vanished off the face of the earth. He's been gone over 5 minutes. I can hear some sticks, maybe. Possibly, don't know. Basically, you've been standing all this time and nobody's asked us if you need any help. Must look very competent. It's either that or just not somebody to go anywhere near. Probably the latter. Goodness only knows where he's gone. I actually got a phone number from the pub and tried calling it to find out where they were, but it went straight through to answer machine. So at least we know they exist. Just we didn't know where they were. Oh, come on, Mark, I'm freezing to death here. Well, this hasn't quite turned out how hoped this afternoon would. I shouldn't complain because Mark's the one who's lost his wallet, but still, I'm going to put my gloves on. I hadn't put them on, by the way, not because I was being courageous or something or stupid, but because it's impossible to use the phone with gloves on. So I'll just have to let the recording continue running. What with looking up Google Maps and stuff. Phone is now down to 50% power as well, so there we go. Moan, moan, moan. Oh, these gloves are good. Oh, that's good. Another one on. Good. Oh, that's much better. Now all I need is Mark and can go find beer. Through the park, good. I actually I found it on Google Maps, the directions on there.
Right.
And then tried calling you, but of course your phone doesn't work.
Oh, it is so, I don't know why the hell doesn't my phone work.
I don't know.
It's really, really odd. I'm very worried they have got my phone.
That would be unfortunate.
Yeah.
Find the way. Steady. Steady.
It's in like a guard hut.
Is it?
Well, when I say guard hut, I mean a stone.
Well, I said it's a lodge.
Well, okay, lodge. But it needs like a lodge, very big.
Is it not?
No.
Is it full?
There are people sitting outside. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, we'll find out. It could be it's a complete red herring.
Wouldn't that be good?
It would. Vance, leave it!
Finish our night off, wouldn't it?
It would.
They have got a side path on the other side that's probably left, isn't it? It does have time.
Right.
And I'm not particularly bad.
Let's go to the beer one. I also tried ringing the place, but it went through to answer machine. Is it that small?
It's quite small. It's the old, you know, like the old roads they have on both sides, where you have a, you know, because it's
like a tolled road.
To the station.
Oh right, okay.
So it's almost like a guard hut. It's a huge guard hut. It's still basically a guard hut.
Okay. Find the way, fans. Find the way. By the way, I must be sounding really ungrateful. Thank you for finding it.
No.
Sorry, I was just... Yeah. On the way.
Was extremely low. Okay.
And was then like, hang on.
Are we going this way?
No.
No? This way, okay.
Find the way, Vance. Yeah.
Find the way. Come on, Vance, find the way. Let's find a pub, Vance. Smells like a pub. A door? Is this it here?
Yeah.
Okay, where's the door?
Right now.
Find right, Vance. Find the door. Do you want to go first and then
yeah,
I can try and follow you?
I don't know. Right.
Okay. Vance, wait. Through you go.
Right. Well, they have bathrooms.
Okay.
I don't really have...
Apparently there's an upstairs. Up a spiral staircase or something.
We can ask if there are any seats upstairs.
Yeah. What does it be? Selection.
What do you want?
Well, we need to know what there is. Do you have a list of your beers? Or
sorry,
do you have a list? Or can you tell us what you have? Or?
Yeah, well, we've got
7
at the moment.
Okay. What's that like?
I don't know, that's just gone up to there. Do you want
right.
To try a little taste?
Yes, please, yeah. Try a taste. Oh, my ears are popping. I don't know why.
There you go.
Perfect, thank you. I'm not sure that's quite me.